hope they kick Nicky out of the Big Brother house. I think it'd be great for the ratings. Kick her out.
Has she already been kicked out once?
Yeah.
She's already been kicked out once, and she's back now, more annoying than ever before. The Chris Moyle Show. Even Allard said yesterday that he reckons since she came out of the house and she's seen the reaction that she's had in the press and all that, she's now gone back in and played that character that they liked so much.
Definitely.
Because that's the one thing with Big Brother, isn't it? Because while they're in the house, up to now, they have no concept of how famous they are or what the perception is outside.
Yeah. Like Richard, this guy, thinks that he thinks, and he kind of said last night that the public like him because he's been up for eviction a lot and never gone.
But that's part of the beauty of Big Brother and how it works. Now, if you take people out and you give them a taste of it and then put them back in, it surely destroys the whole concept.
Absolutely.
So Nicky yesterday's not... Nicky's not allowed to talk about the outside world. And she made some comment about the outside... Well, no, the Big Brother's perception of the outside world and stuff like that. And he's, Richard goes, I can't wait to get out. Oh my God, I can't wait to get out and see what people have been saying about each other in the diary room. Oh my God.
Stand that bloke.
Why? Oh my God, that's so horrible. Why can't you stand me?
Because he's so manipulative.
He is very no, he's not manipulative. And if you think that I'm manipulative, that's your problem, honey, and not mine. I hate people who have that argument.
I don't like him.
So he was saying, I can't wait to get out and see what people have been saying about each other and see who's the bitchiest in the diary room. Nicky goes, well, that'll be you, love. I think so, from what I've seen. And straight away, Nicky gets called to the diary room because she's not allowed to talk about stuff like that. Anyway, great gag they've obviously come up with, which is just get her in and tell her to shut up. Her punishment is that she's got to stay quiet.
For how long?
As long as Big Brother decides it. Because all them people working on the show probably go, oh, come on, just... Can you not just... call her in the diary room and tell her off. She has to be quiet for half an hour. Give us a break. Anyway, what a mistake that was.
Big Brother, well, I haven't done anything. It was Rich.
Nicky, as punishment for talking about the outside world, you must now sit in the diary room in silence until further notice.
No!
Big Brother said silence, Nicky.
Big Brother, I didn't do anything. It was Richard.
Nicky, is that silence?
But I haven't brushed my teeth.
Silence, Nicky. The more you speak, the more you'll have to sit here.
No!
So I think they missed a trick, because if it was me, I'd have gone, right, for every time you speak, that's an extra 10 minutes. I'd have left them there for the whole day. The whole day.
She's deeply annoying, isn't she?
And the thing is, how much of this Nicky thing is an act, and how much isn't an act? And I'm watching it last night. I genuinely believe she's a spoiled little child. And trust me, I know the telltale signs. As does Dominic, being an only child and not funny. Back referring the 6:30 news then.
Yeah. Nice. Ridiculous service.
Anyway, she went on.
I don't want to sit in here. God, please.
Nicky.
I'll do anything else as a punishment. Please, not this. I'll go on rations. Please, I can't take this. I'm feeling claustrophobic. I can't bear it. Please, I'll do anything.
You know, it's just amazing. It's nice. It's a nice bit of entertainment because it's nice to look down on these people.
Do you think?
Yeah. I tell you what was surprising yesterday, very hidden away at the beginning of Big Brother, or kind of right early into the show, was New Jade, Nicky, talking to Pete about, we should go on a cruise. We should go on a cruise. You look like a boat. Yeah, what's a cruise? It's a boat, but it's got swimming pools and cinemas and clubs and bars and shops. Wow, woo, really? What, on a boat? Yeah. What's that called? It's called cruise. Wow, never heard of that. Do me a favour, you've never heard of a cruise ship? Seriously. Where are these people from? And then you've got, weirdly, Glyn has become my new favourite.
I like Glyn.
And I like him. I can't do the voice, but I just like the fact he just talks like some kind of bumpkin.
Who'd have thought a lifeguard going into the house who no one can understand would actually be the most normal one in there?
He's when he talks and just mumbles and no one understands the scene. What are you saying? It's almost like when they used to zip Zippy's mouth up in Rainbow So it's only slightly more open than that.
I find when it gets to 10 o'clock and Big Brother time, I'd rather just go to sleep.
But you know, you're not watching Nikki. She's very attractive. She looks great. She's great to look at.
No.
No, she's not. I'll take that back.
It's the final this Friday, isn't it?
She is ugly, though, isn't she? God love her. She's not a pretty girl, is
no.
she? She's too thin, but by that, she's got a great little figure on her, but... A little bit too thin, but still. But her face is...
Because she's got fake boobs, they look really odd because she's got such a sort of boyish, slim figure. And then these...
When she first went into the house, and I didn't say this on the air, we got a lot of text messages about her from people who live near where she lives going, we've all seen her boob job. It's the worst boob job you've ever seen in the world. And many people texted in and said that they've... How can I phrase this in a nice legal way? They've met her.
Okay.
Right. So if you've met Nikki, 8199, I've met Nikki, tell us where and which car park it was. Tell us where and where it was.
Where it was.
And which car park you got your taxi home from after you said goodbye. Wow. Yeah. Woo. It's called a cruise, is it?
Yeah, it's called a cruise. The Chris Moyle
Show. You can't read them, though, can you?
Oh, there's so many texts about Nikki from Big Brother that we can't read.
Seen the one about Clackett Lane Services?
No. Where is it?
Oh, it's been sent about three or four times. You'll find it. Just scroll down.
Oh, yeah.
M25.
We got that. That was one of the first ones we got.
Yeah.
Which is... Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 10 to 2.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. Gotta laugh, would you? Anyway, there you go. God bless Nikki from Big Brother. At least she's entertaining.
I don't want to sit in here.
I genuinely believe that she's spoiled. That's real. I think she's just a bit spoiled.
God, please.
Nikki.
I'll do anything else as a punishment. Please, not this.
She left her in there for like 2 hours, though. Why didn't they leave her in there for longer?
How can you listen to that? And how can you listen to her scream?
Oh, go on. Rations. Please, I can't take this. I'm feeling claustrophobic. I can't bear it. Please, I'll do anything.
Oh, she's so annoying.
The thing is, I know children who don't whine that much.
She's
putting it on. Well, no, I think a lot of it's put on, but I think she's genuinely a little spoilt whiner.
Big Brother, well, I haven't done anything. It was
Nikki.
I love that. It was Richard. It wasn't me. Love that. Loyalty.
As punishment for talking about the outside world, you must now sit in the diary room in silence until further notice.
No!
Big Brother said silence, Nikki.
Big Brother, I didn't do anything. It was Richard.
Nikki, is that silence?
But I haven't brushed my teeth.
You know, I worry about these people when they get a certain amount of fame when they go out of the house because... I hope Glyn wins Big Brother, but the best thing he could do is go straight back to where he's from. Well, I don't mean that in a bad way, but for his own sanity, he should go straight back to wherever he lives in Wales.
Otherwise, they end up hanging out in places like China White's in London and all this kind of celebrity bar stuff. And they're all over the place, aren't they?
I don't know. I'm ready for China White and all the gold with that.
Pardon?
Can you imagine him in China White, surrounded by a gaggle of Page Three girls? God love him. I mean, I'm having the time of my life. I've never seen Page Three girl before, and then look around them. I am.
You're surrounded by them.
Yeah. I understand now what he says when he talks.
Do you? Yeah. You speak Glyn, can you?
I speak fluent Glyn. I can translate for you. When in the dining room, when they talk and then I don't know when they stay in.
When does it all finish?
What do you mean?
Friday.
Yeah.
Okay, see, I can speak Glyn too.
And then, mate, you pick it up. It's quite easy after a while when you get used to his voice. You know? Oh.
And they all whine, they all whimper.
Oh. Yeah, woo! What's got like a cinema on a boat? Wow, woo! What's it called? A cruise. Woo! It's great.
Is there only a week left?
Yeah, thank God. That's all I need is a week. Because I haven't really watched that much of it. I also dipped into a bit of Love Island last night. I'm so behind on these things. I normally love all these shows. But I'm so behind. So I take it Danan's out of Love Island. He's not in it anymore.
I've not seen it.
And last night, Kate Lawler arrived. She's another one who seems a little bit loopy juice as well. They're all nuts. Mind you, you've got to be nuts to kind of, you know, go on one of those shows in the first place. I understand these little things on Love Island. Go out for a few days, hang out in Fiji on a beautiful island, and then fly back first class. I'd do that for a few days.
It's the cash as well, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, she's reported to be paid £100,000 or something.
They're not
or
paying her £100,000.
Well, they're paying her a lot of money anyway to go and lie on a beach in Fiji, so you can understand why people make that decision.
Yeah, well, then go to Big Brother, because then on Love Island. Actually, now, even though I said that myself, I don't know what I just said. I like the Timberlake. Do you hear that?
No.
I like the Timberlake.
You like Justin Timberlake?
He won my idol.
Stop now.
He won my idol.
Stop.
It's 7:24.